Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OJ McDuffie. He was on the Dolphins Walk of Fame. Played his entire career here in Miami with the Dolphins. He's got a podcast now called The Fish Tank, which the most recent episode, he chops it up with Jason Taylor. I think it actually takes two episodes. Jason Taylor, I thought, did an awesome job on the Dolphins broadcast on Thursday night. A great addition to the booth.
Hope he stays in there when the games start counting, because he's good.
He is really good. He's very informative, and OJ's got a new podcast on the Fish Tank that will drop tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a little bit, and he's joining us right now. Hello, OJ McDuffie.
What's up, fellas?
We're good. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Can't be bad when you're
I said, you guys eating and working.
A little bit of everything. I said Entercom is trying to break up my marriage. They keep sending me to places that that requires explanations when I get home.
Restraint, baby. Restraint, Hawk.
I see. No, you didn't say no though, did you?
I did not.
In fact, we're going to be here every Monday. So not only did I not say no,
I signed on for more.
Judging from Twitter, OJ, you were a big fan of what you saw from Preston Williams in Dolphins preseason game number one, correct?
I am. I'm really high on Preston. You know, I know. You know, things didn't work out from the way he wanted in college. You know, I know a lot of guys have things happen. You know, in life, you know, and you have to pay a consequence sometimes. But I love his hunger, his desire. This guy was going to be a top draft pick as a wide receiver. So for us to get him how we got him and for him to come in and show out, I'm not surprised. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the future for sure.
Hey, Juice, and I know I can ask you deeper questions because, bro, we messed with you before about how passionate you are about football games. So I know how you watch it. Bro, like, even when I see a linebacker, like, I can see the angles. I can see the physicality, block destruction, you know, coverage, hips, like how he moves. Like, when you watch Preston Williams, like, why can he be special? Why do you like Preston?
Well, like, I love his size, Channing. You know what I mean? I love his size. You know, and I look at both, though, because I always worry about these preseason All-Pros. You know, there's a lot of them out there. And we've seen it over and over and over again, the guys that look really good in the preseason and when the bullets are live, how, you know, the game isn't doesn't equate. It's not the same. But what he's been doing is he's been doing it in practice, too. You know, and that's one thing you got to see, and it's translated to the game. You know, it's a preseason game. And you hear guys like David Howard tell us how good he is and how good he's been, you know, and that's what you start looking at. When we start making these spectacular plays, an opportunity presents itself like he has in that game. You just hope he builds from it. But like I said, you know, people have been asking about him and talking about him. I said, I'm always in wait and see mode. I'm going to wait and see how the next game goes and then game three, which the important one goes. And then from then on, I can start making better judgments.
OJ McDuffie is with us. So I told you we're here at Twin Peaks. Had Aronde Gadsden stop by early. Had lunch with them.
Of course he did.
If all you got to do is offer up a free meal, and OG will be here. So I'm talking with them though before the show started, and we're talking about Preston Williams. I was telling them that a lot of people on Twitter were tweeting at me that this guy reminds me of Aronde because you just throw that ball up there and he's going to come down with it. As simple as it sounds, is that the most important trait for a wide receiver? If you get the ball in his area, he's got to figure out a way to come down with it?
Yeah, I tell you, you'll get a lot more opportunities that way. You know, everybody talks about a 50-50 ball. It wasn't a 50-50 ball around Aronde. It was more probably 75-25. I think Preston Williams is the same way. You know, if you put in that area, there was nobody getting up with Aronde back in the day, and he was 1,000% coming down with it if it was anywhere in the vicinity. And that's a comparison I use, too. And Big O was just an incredible athlete. And I think Big O made some of the best catches in practice, man. He made a couple, like, practice-stopping catches that I saw. I've never seen a guy ever make. But we've all seen his catcher's mitt glove hands, though, too. So it makes sense that he makes some of the catches that he makes. But, you know, but I think the thing about those two with their size, their leaping ability, high-point football, it's a special thing. For me, I had to get a little more open than the big guys did. But those guys can be in tight coverage and still be able to go up and make plays. So that's why it's a good comparison with him and Aronde, because, like I said, a 50-50 ball becomes more like a 75-25 ball with those guys.
And, Juice, did you see Gates' offense was, you know, highly criticized when he was down here, and the innovation, the motion, different things. I saw a little bit difference in his offense last game, Juice. I know it was preseason, but did you notice any difference in the motions and the pre-snap adjustments, just any difference in modernizing the offense of the Miami Dolphins?
Well, you know, I did see. I saw you said Gates?
Yeah, from Gase to now O'Shea.
To Flores, what they're doing. Yeah, and O'Shea. I saw a lot of different things. And you know what? And the offense wasn't even on point, really. But they still got a lot done, man. I thought the offensive line was a little shady, yeah. You know, and that's something they definitely have to work on. But they were still able to go out there and create some stuff. I did see a lot of movement, a lot of motion. You know, I saw some pretty good execution at times that I hadn't seen. I definitely haven't seen 34 points in any game for the last decade, it seems like. I don't care if it's preseason, regular season, the one playoff game, whatever. You know, so I did see some things, and I think it's going to get even better once that offensive line tightens up. You know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, without tons of guys like that in the lineup, it kind of hurts you. But, you know, Atlanta didn't have all their guys either. But at the same time, though, I'm encouraged by that. You know what I was really encouraged by? I was encouraged by seeing two quarterbacks, Patrick and Rosen, have three blitzers come at them, and they were able to get out of the pocket and make a throw it away or throw it to somebody. You know, a pocket presence is one of the things I was really encouraged by. So if we can tighten up some of that stuff, man, it's going to be nice, man. But the weapons, I think the weapons are endless on that offense, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Jenny.
Yeah, I think on the first series, Ryan Fitzpatrick spun out of a potential sack that I don't think Ryan Tannehill, if he had a subpoena, would have been able to get out of. I just don't think. Well, that was one of the more frustrating things about it. Expand a little bit, though, OJ, on what you saw from Josh Rosen, because we all kind of know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. Expand, from a receiver's point of view, what you saw Thursday night from Josh Rosen.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a lot from Josh. You know, of course, the interception was troubling that he threw. But I tell you, man, he threw a nice ball. You know, he's got a hell of an arm, but like a little bit more of the pocket presence and be able to use the athleticism. That, you know, Ryan's an athlete, man. He just didn't use it enough for me. You know, he kind of became a little bit too robotic for me. But I think Josh is a guy that, you know, hanging out with Fitz is going to do him wonders. You know, he talks about how much he loves how Fitz works, how Fitz sees coverage, how Fitz can dissect plays and things like that. You know, I think Josh has the same ability. You know, he's a smart guy. He has the athleticism. He has the youth movement working for him. But I think if you hang in there, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, you know, how do you think a team did today? And the guy said, you know, it's just preseason, of course. But all you got to do is worry about these guys winning their one-on-ones. You know, I don't care who you're going against. Win your one-on-ones and we can make an assessment on how good we are. And then he also said that, you know, for a team to decide out how good they are, you got to get to, like, week four. You know, after week four of the regular season, you'll know how good your team is. And I'm like, I never thought about it that way. But you're right, though. You know, you get to week four, if you're 1-3, 3-1, you kind of get an idea what type of team you are. So I think that, you know, with Josh, he might not get the start at the beginning, but if we're like 1-3, then he'll get his opportunity. If it were 3-1, he might have to sit back a little bit, you know. But I think that everything is there for him. The opportunity is going to be there for him. And I think what we have, you know, Hawk, is that we've got an opportunity, man, to not even have to worry about a quarterback in next year's draft and be able to go out there and, you know, and find some other position of need for this football team, which is going to be that's a blessing. I think we were blessed with a guy like Josh, and I hope it works out, and I think it will.
And Juice, you talk about like dissecting plays, and you play with Marino, you know, and we talked about to you in the past where when you turn, you get the head around. If you don't get the head around fast enough, the ball's gonna hit you in the face, gonna break a finger. Yeah. With that same thought process, man, one of my biggest criticisms of Rosen, you know, through one game, you know, camp and all that, Juice, I put that out the window. I like to see you when the lights are on at night. the decision making. Mm-hmm. Like, guys come out of their breaks and he waits till they're open. He doesn't throw them open. He's not letting that ball go as soon as they hit their hit the top of their route where the ball's there on them. Can that be sped up? Is it difficult to speed up a decision making process? Juice, I'm just talking about a half a second. I'm not talking about 4 seconds. Is it difficult to speed up your processing just one half a second? How hard is that?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question, Channing. You know, and you're right about Danny. Danny had a philosophy: pick a guy and let it fly. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if you see here, he knows this. You know, if you don't come out of your breaking time, you will get hit in the face mask. You will get hit somewhere. You know, he said. You know, he told us to get your head around like Linda Blair. You know, from Exorcist. You know, and that's what we had to do. You know, you're going to eat that football. He enjoyed that at times in practice, especially. But you know, that's one thing. The anticipation has got to – it's paramount.
Yeah.
It's paramount. You got to throw guys open, and you got to anticipate guys getting open. You know, the windows are so much tighter with linebackers like yourself that can run. The DBs, the safeties are running all 4-3, 4-4. You know, they didn't have 4-5, 4-6 safeties that were barreling down. So you got a little more time to, you know, to fit it in there. Now these guys are sideline to sideline a lot quicker than they used to be. And so you got to anticipate guys being open, you know, or throw them open. So that has to be a tick sooner. And, you know, strong arm guys, though, Channing, they have that luxury where they can still zip it in there late. Whereas guys that don't have a strong arm, they got to let it fly a little bit early. It's like a shortstop that doesn't have a bazooka for an arm. They get it, they feel they let it go right away. Where some of these other guys, they'll slide across the diamond and throw a BB to first base because their arm strength is better. So I think Josh's arm strength lets him think that he can wait and get it there. But I'm going to tell you, it'll hurt you later in this league because these DBs, as you know, they read and attack and they jump things real, real bad. If a receiver runs a half-ass route, it could be trouble.
You haven't seen Channing run lately, have you?
You can go to hell.
No. Yeah, well, I'm talking about prime.
Hey, Juice, don't entertain him, Juice. Don't entertain him.
I just want to – I mean, Aronde beat him in a foot race out in the parking lot. So, you know, you
what?
Understand. Hey,
Big O. It's not even Big O anymore. It's Big O. Beat you in a race?
Double Big O.
I put some video on Instagram of me hanging out with Aronde before the show. Somebody DM'ing, go, he got big. People can't believe he was a receiver.
Just a lot
I can't
better.
Either. I can't either.
That is funny when you think about that. OJ and OG played the same position. I mean, put those two dudes next to each other right now. They played the same position.
Hell.
That is funny, man.
OG got me.
Yeah, you OG think OG was a three-point stance throughout his career, the way he looked now.
You're not kidding, man.
Always a three-point.
You're not kidding. OJ McDuffie is with us. So he's got a podcast called The Fish Tank, which everyone loves. If you're a Dolphins fan, you know, wherever you get your podcast, search up The Fish Tank. Channing always likes to say the purple podcast button on your on your iPhone. But you just search up The Fish Tank. So the most recent one was with Jason Taylor. He was excellent as a broadcaster, too. I know you were probably at the game. Did you see him at all on Thursday night on the television broadcast?
Hey, I'm still such a fan. You know, I record every game still, too. So, I got to go live in person. I also got a chance to watch the broadcast back, and I thought he did an outstanding job.
And
well-spoken. Of course, he knows the game very well, man. But, yeah, he's a welcome breath of fresh air in that booth, for sure.
He had some good stories on the fish tank?
Oh, man. Did you hear the John Bach story where he got beat up by John Bach in practice?
If you want to tell it, I'd love for you to tell it, but I also want people to listen to the podcast. But give a little synopsis of it.
Yeah, a little tease. He said, you know, John Bach actually was on the fish tank, too, and he told us about beating up JT his rookie year, you know what I mean, in practice. But JT tells a story about where John hit him with so many uppercuts at such a rapid pace that it hit him in his sternum, his solar plexus, and his esophagus. You know, and he said he couldn't breathe. He thought he had to poop. Then he said John Bach went back and called the huddle like with a cigarette in his mouth, like he thought it was like walked off to the sunset kind of deal, man. It was the funniest thing that I heard, bro. It was like, damn, he whooped your ass, man. That's what he did.
Crowder tells a great story about, is it Jonathan Ogden? We just talked about it earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah, Big J.O.
He's blocking. He's He's blocking Jonathan Ogden. Jonathan Ogden's having his way with Channing. This is
Juice.
In a practice.
Juice. This is a game. Hell, in a game. Practice. In a this game. Is a game against the Ravens, Juice. And this is J.O. at his prime, 05, 06. I walk
the Hall
up on
of Famer,
that.
Right? We're talking about the Hall of Famer, J.O. here, too. Now.
Yeah.
Let's get it right, right? Yeah.
Hey, the man is a damn strip club door. He is gigantic.
Gigantic dude.
Juice. So I walk up on the edge. He says, oh, young boy, you're going to try to pass or you're going to try to speed rush me, huh? You ain't going to get around the edge. Oh, don't try to spin back inside. He's this pre-snap. And then the ball snaps, Juice. He kicks back and grabs me with his left hand and mobilizes me. Just I'm immobilized, bro. He says, oh, young boy, the weight room is essential. The weight room is essential. And just rides me out.
The weight room is essential.
This is dirt, bro. I'm talking about Flacco's dropping back. You know, people. Willis McGahee's going to the flat. And he just grabs me and says, young blood, the weight room is essential. All the way through the play and just immobilizes me. And then they blow the whistle and he lets me go softly and lets me walk back to the huddle.
I love it.
Oh, man, I love it.
It's such a great story because
you could
hear him saying it like conversation, like Channing's expanding all his energy.
And I'm making all the noise.
And
he's just,
all
that grunting. He's just, young blood, no, don't do that. You can't go back inside. Oh, there you go. The weight room is
And that's how J.O. talks right now. He's so calm, cool about it, man. It's like a normal conversation for him. That's how he did it. I know he's like that in the game, too, because you know, Channing, you see some guys that are really cool, nice off the field, but they're like some monsters on the field. He was a nice monster on the field too, like that.
Yes, bro. And I've seen him at JT's events at the Hard Rock and all. And I've been like, J.O.,
exactly.
Man, you remember how you did me? Oh yeah, I remember playing you. Yes, you were a decent player. You can do your thing out there. He tries to make you feel good,
right.
But you know what he's saying?
Gentle giant.
You ain't really get to me too much. I remember choking your ass to death.
But he says it in a nice way.
Yes,
it makes you feel okay about yourself.
He let me know he choked me to death without saying I choked your ass to death.
What's the podcast that's dropping tomorrow, Juice? You got a new Fish Tank podcast dropping tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a training camp edition coming out tomorrow. We have John Denny, the longest 10-year Dolphin in history. We have Alan Hearns, you know, back down in South Florida, you know, South Florida kid. We have Matt Hawk, who's going to be – I was like, you know, we have the punter on. It's going to be interesting seeing what kind of things we can get out of here. So much good information come out of Matt. Matt Hawk was funny as hell, man. And then how he got to being a punter was a really, really, really funny story to us as well. You know what I mean? And, of course, we got Jerome Baker, who's one of those speed linebackers that we have, man. Bake is a super intelligent guy like Channing, you know, to play that position. I was looking in the huddle, you know, last week for that game, and Bake's calling the signals now. You know, second year in, he's in that, like, well, Channing was in there with all those superstar linebackers, those veterans in there. Bakes in there being a signal caller. So it just tells you about his intelligence and know-how and the leadership that he has. So we got four good guys, man, that we haven't had any current Dolphins at all until now. And we love the fact that the Dolphins let us come into the facility, set up our equipment, and record a few of the current guys during training camp. So we're going to drop them tonight, man. But funny stuff, too. And John Denny, man, you know, as a long snapper, bro, it's, he's been around for a while, man, but he's good. He's good. We try to get more out of John, but he's still in the building. So you got to be careful. You know how that is, Channy, man. He's still in the building, so he couldn't say too much. He's been in the building for a long time, too.
Yeah. Get John when he retires. John got some stories.
Yeah.
That's a strong lineup. So wherever you download your podcast, search up The Fish Tank, and you will hear OJ and Seth Levitt and everybody having some fun conversations for Dolphins fans, without question. Thank you for making time for us, Juice. We always laugh when you're on.
Man, thank you guys, man. I appreciate you guys. Man, don't have too much fun over there, all right?
We're going to try.
Yeah, okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.